You remember way back at the outset of the COVID-19 pandemic, people who did not want to wear masks or follow public health orders gathered for rallies in Lansing, and some of them stormed inside the Capitol building. Well, those rallies are gone, by and large. But it seems like they have morphed into smaller, sometimes threatening confrontations at public meetings in our school boards and our county commissions. Like this one, August 26th, with the Kent County Board of Commissioners.
This group of people that was here all day long have expressed their opinions, their thoughts, their feelings. I have a daughter who's 9 years old, and I will fight for her until my last breath. Period. You talk about mama bears and daddy bears. Well, this is a junkyard dog and his teeth are out. And I'm going to come for everybody that comes at my kid with this stupid, ridiculous mandate. And if you think you're going to force a vaccine on her, you better think twice. Adam London, I will come for you. I promise you. Put that on record.
Did you hear that? The man calls out, by name, Kent County Health Director Adam London. It's no surprise that threats of physical violence toward public officials have pushed some of them to resign from their posts. That is not the case with London. Not yet. This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. On August 20th, Adam London issued a mask mandate for schools pre-K through 6th grade.
After that, he started facing a lot of public aggression. People were threatening him. They were threatening health department employees.
That's reporter Anna Gustafson with Michigan Advance. She received access to a heartbreaking email that Adam London sent to his county commissioners. He's in distress over threats of violence, pleading with the commissioners to back him. Anna got the email through a public records request.
So then on August 22nd, so just a couple of days after he issued the mask mandate, somebody tried to run him off the road. He detailed that in this email to commissioners. He was saying that the woman was driving about 70 miles per hour and tried twice to run him off the road. So then he emailed commissioners in which he was giving both. He was supporting the mask mandate as well as asking them for help with this aggression that he was seeing towards himself and towards members of his department.
The language that he uses, as you report it in your story, where he's trying to appeal to the commissioners about his worthiness as a human being, his deep faith, his care for other people, it's a lot. How have the commissioners responded to what Adam London was asking of them?
Well, so far, the Democratic commissioners put out a statement of support. So they put out a statement on September 15th that they emailed to the media, just essentially saying that they have Adam London's back, as well as the department. Phil Skaggs, who is one of the commissioners, he told me that he asked Republican commissioners to sign on to that, and none did. I reached out to the Republican leadership several times for comment for the article, but they never responded.
Yeah. Anna, I wanted to ask about the mood of the community right now. Do you think that what we're seeing is a matter of a public that is overwhelmingly opposing mask mandates, or more of an angry minority, or something in between?
Well, certainly from conversations that I have had with folks is that it seems like more of a vocal, an angry minority. I know that certainly a lot of parents who support the mask mandate have been trying to be more vocal about it, right? They have been trying to, access media. They've been trying to go to social media and voice their support for Adam London and for the mask mandate. So it does seem like it is a minority, but it does seem like a vocal one, certainly.
Yeah. There are so many people involved in this story who would not respond to your repeated requests for comment, including Adam London and as you mentioned, Republican members of the commission. Why do you think everyone is keeping so quiet about this right now?
I mean, I think on the part of Adam, I think, at this point, he has faced a lot, you know, and I mean, you can see that in the email that he wrote to commissioners, where he just says in the very beginning of his email, he says, he said, my team and I are broken. I'm about done. I've done my job to the best of my ability. So I really think he's kind of at this point where he's at sort of a breaking point. And I can certainly understand why he would feel hesitant to speak to the media at this point, after facing so much aggression. So for example, like, he hasn't been able to attend public meetings because of credible threats towards him. So he's dealing with a lot. I think as far as others who didn't respond, as far as the Republican commissioners, you know, I don't know. I certainly am going to continue to try to get in touch with them and try to understand where they are at this point.
We need to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to hear from two Kent County commissioners on the community climate regarding mask mandates in West Michigan. We'll be right back.
Support for Michigan Public's Stateside podcast comes from Lake Trust Credit Union, working to empower financial well-being for Michigan consumers, businesses, and communities. Committed to financial solutions and advice to support people and families. More information at laketrust.org.
Support for the Stateside podcast comes from the University of Michigan's Go Blue Guarantee, committed to keeping a U of M undergraduate education within reach of all Michigan residents, regardless of socioeconomic status. Programs are available for all three campuses. More at goblueguarantee.umich.edu.
So, what's anybody doing about Kent County Health Commissioner Adam London's call for help? It might not surprise you to know that the response is split along party lines. First off, a lot of people do not want to speak publicly about the email or the threats, including London himself. But Democrats on the Kent County Board of Commissioners made a statement in support of the health director, and they were willing to talk to us.
You know, so those of us who are completely on board and supporting the health department, supporting this decision for the public health, just feel like we had to speak out.
Melissa LeGrand represents part of Grand Rapids, and she agreed to speak with us alongside Phil Skaggs. Phil represents some of East Grand Rapids. He's also minority vice chair of the commission. Can you tell us about when you first read the email from Adam London that Michigan Advance got access to, where he was literally pleading for help? How did that land with you? Maybe Phil first, and then we can hear from Melissa.
Sure. Well, it was an extraordinarily tough email to read. Really broke my heart. I immediately reached out to Adam about the email. But it was stunning to... I understood that the threats were going on, but to know that there was an actual physical assault on Adam... One of our number one jobs as commissioners, I think, is to make sure that we ensure the health and safety of our own staff. And I think it's vital that given all of the heated rhetoric that's happening around COVID-19, that we support our staff regardless of the decisions that they've made.
Melissa, what about you? What did his email bring up for you? Have you had any similar threats made to your own safety through the course of discussions about COVID?
Well, I have not personally, but I will tell you that we had a public hearing where people could come and explain how they felt, because a lot of people are angry about it. And that sense of violence, it's real. There was just a huge amount of anger in that room. There were hundreds of people, and there was a real sense of suppressed violence and shouting people down. And yeah, it is shocking, and at the same time, not surprising to see that it has gone that far, because it's frightening, and it feels very uncontrolled.
Phil, may I ask, have you discussed what Adam brought up in the email with your colleagues on the commission?
I think everyone on the commission is obviously aware of this email, and many of us have had conversations about it. Again, I just want to stress that the core importance of this commission is supporting our staff. during COVID-19, our health department has worked remarkably hard under very difficult circumstances and been very successful. We've got a great test and trace program. I think we built one of the best vaccination clinics in the country. And to see the heated rhetoric about child abuse and satanic rituals that's come around this mask mandate, it's been very unfortunate. And I just want to be there to know, for the health department to know that they have our support.
Yeah. Your Republican colleagues on the commission did not sign a joint statement that you two and the other Democrats on the commission signed. Do you know why not, Phil?
Individual Republican county commissioners were not invited to sign on to this letter. I want to make that clear. This statement was taken to the leadership of the board, and there just wasn't an interest in joining in with us. The staff of the county commission had also put out a statement which ended with a request that the community continue to support the staff at the Kent County Health Department, but that was signed only by staff. And we just had come to the conclusion that we had waited too long for the other party to take action in support of our health department and felt that it was necessary that we had to act alone.
Melissa, do you know anything about what Republican commissioners' thinking is about this? Have you heard from them about their concerns about why or why not a statement of support is appropriate?
Well, I would say that from that public hearing, it's quite clear where a lot of them, where their thoughts are taking them on this matter. And, you know, I guess we did hear threats in that meeting against Dr. London, but there were also threats leveled against commissioners in the form of challenging them in elections. So, you know, we did see some playing, I think, to the crowd in that sense, but it was very disheartening. It was clear that they were separating themselves from our county employees and from our health department, which has worked incredibly hard and continues to work incredibly hard. And this decision was one that Dr. London, you know, really didn't want to have to make. And, you know, people complained about the timing, but really, I think we all thought a decision would be coming from higher up. But he really felt that to prevent outbreaks in the schools, to keep people in the schools safe, including the teachers, including the students, that this was what we had to do. And, you know, so those of us who are completely on board and supporting the health department, supporting this decision for the public health, just feel like we had to speak out.
The county had put out a legal statement that said that there was nothing that the county commission could do to penalize or remove Dr. London or anyone in the health department because of the mask order. We were afraid that that looked too much like hiding behind a legal opinion. And it left open the idea that there might be members on the commission that would fire or reprimand Dr. London for the actions that he took, were it not for the legal impossibility of being able to do that. We wanted to go further than just saying there's nothing we can do about it, to actually re-up our support for what this really is about, which is about keeping, as Commissioner LeGrand said, keeping our children as safe as possible, keeping our community as safe as possible from community transmission, and keeping our children and teachers in school doing in-person learning, which is the most effective way to do it. So this was a reasonable, scientifically sound health order, which has been repeated in many counties throughout Michigan and was done statewide last year. And we just felt it was very important to back the health department.
Phil, this is hardly the only place we could talk about in Michigan where there have been disagreements about mask mandates, and sometimes ones that involved a degree of physical threat. But at the same time, you know, Kent County is such an unusual part of the state. And I wanted to ask you about what you think this represents. Are we just looking at some folks in Grand Rapids being willing to follow mask mandates and some folks outside of the bigger cities not being willing to do that? Is it as simple as that?
Look, we've got parents on both sides of this issue. I think one side, has the consensus of the scientific community, including all of our great hospitals out here in Grand Rapids and Kent County. The other side doesn't, but they both care deeply about their children. I would say that although it's never a simple matter of geography, that in large part, even before the county health order came down, already in the communities that Commissioner LeGrand and I represent in Grand Rapids and East Grand Rapids, also in Forest Hills and in Kentwood, those school districts had already come out and said that they were going to implement some form of a mask requirement for in-person learning in buildings. The opposition does tend to come from some of the more rural and small town areas on the outskirts of the community. But I am confident that the vast majority of our community understands that taking reasonable mitigation techniques is important to slow the spread of the Delta variant of COVID and to get us through to an opportunity when we have the vaccine available to every member of our community. And I think that's one of the clear points that needs to be made about Dr. London's health order was that once the vaccine is available and available for 60 days, that for children, meaning that everyone has the chance to get vaccinated, that at that time, the mask requirement order would be lifted. So the way to get out of this is through vaccination, and I would encourage everyone to do it no matter where they live or no matter what their political affiliations are.
In the email, Adam London writes, "You," meaning the county commissioners, "are more empowered to fight this disease than I am." Melissa LeGrand, do you think that that's true?
It's certainly true that we have a very different role than he has. And we had hoped that maybe the decision would come from higher up, but he made this decision, and I'm convinced it was the right decision, and I thank him for doing it. But our role is one of public opinion, and so that I think is what he's referring to there, is that we have the opportunity, we have the power to speak up, and if the board as a whole would come out, wow, that would be huge to come out in support of this. And maybe we would get those vaccinations that Commissioner Skaggs was just talking about. That's another way to get to the end of this mask mandate, is to really get our numbers down. And that would be a way to do it. I think that we commissioners really can use our voice to support this mask mandate and to support this mitigation that we've got in place.
Commissioner Skaggs, just one last question. Adam London has not been attending public meetings because of what Anna Gustafson called credible threats to his safety. Do you feel like law enforcement is providing the help that everybody working for the county needs right now?
My understanding is that law enforcement is in contact with Adam London, and they have worked out safety protocols that they think will help keep him and his family safe. But I think we also need to realize that there were credible threats to Adam London's health and safety and the health and safety of his family, which caused them to take on that recommendation and not be present at their house, since that address was well known. This is really extraordinary. And this is one of the reasons why in the email, Adam wrote that his department was not just at the breaking point, but was broken. They've gone through a lot since COVID hit a year and a half ago and have done great work for this community and deserve our gratitude and support and don't deserve this kind of hostility or silence.
Melissa, Phil, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that's the Stateside Podcast for today. I'm April Baer. You can find full Stateside shows every weekday at michiganradio.org. Our executive producer is Laura Weber Davis, and today's episode was produced by Mercedes Mejia with Laura. Our theme music is by 14KT, additional music from Blue Dot Sessions. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.